It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting here with us at Tabernacle Time. We do appreciate you being with us by means of radio, and we're appreciative of the opportunity that we have to share with you what God has done for you through the Lord Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who shed His blood on an old rugged cross so that He could buy salvation for you. Receiving Christ as Savior will give you the eternal gift of everlasting life. Today we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by Brother Archie Watkins from Whittier, North Carolina. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, It's Still the Blood.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, there was no way to make my wrongs right. Then the old accuser to the Lord did cry, He is a sinner, and now he must die. Then I heard a voice say, Father, I'll go and I'll pay his sin debt in Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of the cross to save this child who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. To rely on works that they do, and some men count on the times they prayed through. But when the battle's over and victory is won, I'll go home through the blood of the Father's only Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." There is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood. Even in the Old Testament, there was the requirement of a sacrifice and the shedding of blood. We find in 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse number 18, "For as much as ye know ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Salvation only comes through the shedding of blood. God commanded it in the Old Testament, but when Jesus came, he died on the old rugged cross so that we might have everlasting life because of his shed blood. It is the blood of Jesus that takes away sin. John the Baptist said it like this in John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus shed his blood so that we might have everlasting life and have our sins taken away. My friend, if you have not accepted this gift that God has offered, that Jesus bought through his precious blood in dying on an old rugged cross and then being buried and rising again the third day to make salvation complete, and you would like to have someone share with you how you can receive this gift that God has sent through the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift of everlasting life through receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11. Our evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all these services unless you're providentially hindered. And don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us. Be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church in Sunday school at 9:45. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E. And our address is all one word, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from the written Word of God, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10. Let's listen to another song by Brother Archie Watkins from Whittier, North Carolina. The name of his second song is titled "The Solid Rock."
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
First Corinthians chapter number 3, starting with verse number 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That foundation is given to us because of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we go to Matthew chapter number 7, starting with verse number 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock." That rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. That rock is salvation. He is the one that bought salvation, but he is also the rock that is the foundation that we can build a testimony on. Jesus, the rock, the foundation of a stable, secure, eternal life. Jesus, our foundation, if we know him as our personal Savior. But maybe you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Your feet have not been placed on that solid foundation, on that rock that Psalm 40 speaks about. Did you know, my friend, that there is an invitation given you, an invitation to find rest, as it says in Matthew 11:28 through 30, but also an invitation to become part of a wedding, where we who accept Christ as Savior are the bride, and Jesus is the groom. If you do not know the Lord as Savior, there is an invitation waiting for you. Listen to this last song by Brother Archie Watkins. The name of this last song is titled A Wedding Invitation.
You're invited to a wedding that will be held soon. We are the bride, Christ is the groom, with a crown to wear and a long white robe. We'll walk down the aisle made of pure gold. What is your answer? The groom.
King, the bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's the wedding invitation he's sending with love.
Now if Daniel can come
from a lion's den, if fire can touch three Hebrew children, if Lazarus can make it out of the grave, you and I can go by way of faith.
What is your answer? How will you respond? The groom is asking the bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love. What is your answer? How will you respond? The groom is asking the bride to come, and the supper will be in heaven, our new home above. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love. Here's a wedding invitation he's sending with love.
Here's what John the Baptist said as his disciples came to him. In verse number 26 of chapter 3 of John, "And they came unto John, and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." Verse number 27, "John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled." And verse number 30, John the Baptist said about Jesus, "He must increase, but I must decrease." John the Baptist knew that Jesus Christ was the bridegroom, coming to this earth to make it possible so that he could have a bride by his death, burial, and resurrection. By receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we not only have everlasting life, but we become a part of the bride of Christ. And there will be a great wedding one day when Jesus, as the bridegroom, will receive his bride, and we will forevermore be with him in heaven. But the question that remains is, have you received that gift of salvation, my friend? That is the most important question that you'll ever have to answer. Make sure you answer by receiving Christ as your Savior. We're going to be starting with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 today, but I want to go back to chapter 9, verse number 27. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Now, you may have heard that there are two things that are certain in this world, but it is not death and taxes. The two things that are certain in this world are death and judgment. There will be judgment for all men. Now, for those that are lost, they will face the great white throne judgment and will be judged for their sins. and will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity to pay for their sins. Everyone that does not have Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will go to a place called the lake of fire because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we find that the only sin that can condemn man is rejecting what Jesus did on the cross and not receiving him as Savior. But for those of us who are saved, we also face the judgment. It's a different type of judgment. We will be judged as to how we serve the Lord after salvation. This is not a basis for salvation. It is a basis for rewards because we're saved. Gold, silver, and precious stones wait for those who have served the Lord after salvation. The wood, hay, and stubble wait for those who have not served the Lord after they got saved, but lived after their own desires. And you say, but what's so bad about wood, hay, and stubble? Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that what will happen to these works that we have in our life is they will be judged by fire. The things that were done for ourselves, the wood, hay, and stubble will all burn. But the gold, silver, and precious stones will all become purer through the fire. No one will lose their salvation, but there may be many who will not receive any rewards, but they are saved, yet so as by fire. The fire has taken away all of their rewards that they would have gotten because of the fact that these works were not done for the Lord. They were done for themselves. Christian, it is important that you realize that what you do after salvation is for rewards, not for keeping your salvation. When we get saved, we are saved by the grace of God, and we are kept by the power of God. We cannot lose our salvation, but we can lose rewards by not living for the Lord after salvation. Salvation is secure. If you have it, you can't lose it. But your rewards can be lost if you live for yourself and do not live for the Lord. Now let me go back to verse number 27-28 and read it in context, because the first word of chapter number 10 is for the law. Well, let's go back and see what's going on here that connects chapter 9 to chapter 10. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. Now, we have already mentioned in the chapters beforehand that the Old Testament, the First Testament, was given by God until the Second Testament could be made by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the First Testament, we find that Moses gave law about sacrificing animals, and there had to be certain regulations that needed to be followed concerning the priest and the type of sacrifice. These things had to be right for that sacrifice to be accepted. And we find here that in chapter 10, starting with verse number 1, that the writer of Hebrews speaks about that sacrifice that was offered year by year in the Old Testament, not a perfect sacrifice done continually by those that came to offer sacrifices. Verse number 2 says, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year." The Old Testament sacrifices were not perfect, and when they came one year to offer sacrifices, there was already the countdown for the next year. There would have to be a remembrance made of those sacrifices every year. A reminder that sins weren't eradicated. they weren't taken away. They were only covered. And every year, the sacrifice of animal blood would have to be given so that the sins could be covered for another year. There was a remembrance of sin. Verse number 5 says, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law," then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God," he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now, who are we talking about here? This one that would take away the first and establish the second. That would be none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come to this world being born of a virgin and live a sinless life, to die in our place on an old rugged cross, to be buried and rise again, to give us everlasting life through his precious blood. Jesus gave himself so that we might have a perfect sacrifice. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please remember that Christ died to take away sins. You can no longer offer an animal sacrifice to cover sins. God will not accept that. The only thing that God, the Heavenly Father, will accept is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." No longer will animal sacrifices be accepted by the Heavenly Father. My friend, if you know that you're a sinner, confess that you're a sinner to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. If you'll call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you, he promised that you would be saved. And my friend, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, with such a sacrifice that has been offered for you, shouldn't you be living for him, giving yourself as a living sacrifice, as Romans 12, 1 and 2 suggest, that we give our bodies to the Lord in verse number 1 to be used by him, and our minds to the Lord to be renewed so that we might live for him? My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible studies at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."